So can you just give me a rundown of where things are at this hour?
Well, we've been getting snowfall since about 3 a.m. We've been getting at least an inch an hour. I know between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. at my house, we got 2.5 inches of snow. We're now getting reports from our people around the area of maybe as much as 7 inches. And, of course, the majority of that is accumulated since 3 a.m. So it's coming down pretty fast. And that's kind of getting on the upper limit of our ability to keep the roads pushed back and plowed. Just want to remind everybody that if you are venturing out today, to use extra caution and be fully prepared for extreme driving conditions and also extreme cold temperatures, particularly during the overnight hours. We are encouraging people to avoid any unnecessary travel. The main reason is that if you get out and something normally it would be an inconvenience, like maybe a dead battery or a flat tire, can very quickly become a life-threatening situation, particularly when temperatures get down into the single digits. So we're looking at essentially some pretty extreme driving conditions probably through about Thursday.
How is I-24 looking at the moment?
I happened to travel I-24 coming in this morning. One lane was fairly cleared. Both lanes had been plowed a couple of times when I came through. Traffic was moving at about 40 miles an hour, which was pretty comfortable. Sometimes when we have a snow and ice event, truck traffic will tend to try to go faster than is really safe. And I was really pleased to see that a lot of the trucks had slowed down and traffic was moving at a pretty reasonable speed considering the conditions. We did have a truck off the road at the U.S. 641 spur at Benton, there at the Purchase Parkway interchange with the 641 spur, and traffic was backed up there for about a half an hour, but that cleared, probably close to an hour ago, and I'm told that traffic is moving through there okay. The only other report we have right now is a truck that is broken down or stalled on top of the Cumberland River Bridge there at the Livingston Lyon County line. And we have a crew headed out there to try to determine what's going on and see if we can get him a tow truck and get him off the bridge. Traffic was able to get around at the last report that I had, but I don't know anything else about the situation there. Right now, that's about the only place that we have a specific trouble spot. Was really kind of surprised this morning as I came in. I didn't see a lot of vehicles off the road, but I think some of that was due to most people staying at home because they knew that the conditions were going to be really, really extreme. And I don't think I can impress upon everyone enough that, particularly with the single-digit temperatures coming at us the rest of the week, that, if you go out, you need to be fully prepared for what's facing you when you get out there.
What's the workload going to be like for crews as the temperatures drop today and night falls?
Well, we had our main crews, we have our crews generally divided into an A team and a B team to provide for 24-hour service. We had most of our crews coming in at midnight last night. As the snow started at 3 a.m., they were available to immediately hit the road and start doing what they could to try to improve conditions. And then our B teams came in at 7 a.m. this morning to provide some extra effort during the day-to-day. The way we're looking at this is that overnight, in the overnight hours, when the temperatures drop below about 18 degrees, our salt and other ice-fighting chemicals pretty much become ineffective. The chemical reaction required to melt the snow pretty much stops at about 18 degrees. So that's going to really limit our ability to improve driving conditions, particularly during the overnight hours. So, we're going to be evaluating it. As long as we think we're making progress, we'll keep trucks out on the road overnight. But, once it gets really extreme later in the week, we may actually just be available for emergencies only, say from midnight to 5 or 6 a.m. is one of the things that we're kind of looking at. It just is the extreme cold, particularly when we get down into single digits, and I think the the low Wednesday night may be like -9, I think was the last number I saw. So once you get down to that cold, it just really limits the ability of our crews to do very much to improve driving conditions. And we just want to impress that upon everybody that, you know, it's going to be several days here before we can really have a lot of impact on the amount of snow that we're getting and then the cold weather to go with it. It's going to be several days here before we can have much of an impact on your ability to get around.
Keith, thanks.
Thank you.